At 6:06, it is clear and 81 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 99 today with a high fire danger. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Republican runoff candidates for 2nd District Congress take part in a televised debate. It was on RSU TV last night at Claremore. Candidate Mark Wayne Mullins says he's running for office because he's tired of federal interference.
Government continues to throw down on our companies while they're trying to tell us that they're getting this economy back on track. I got fed up with the way that they're constantly telling me to run our business.
George Fought, meanwhile, touted his 6 years of experience in the state legislature.
And I think the citizens of the 2nd District deserve to have someone who is proven, someone who is conservative, and someone that they can trust.
The runoff election is August the 28th. The debate with the Democratic candidates is also in the works. New trash carts are here. West Tulsans get them first. Gary Percival is with New Solutions.
We'll have a City of Tulsa representative from the Solid Waste Department that will accompany the delivery crew so that if there are customer questions, if customers come out, have a question or whatnot, there will be a representative from the City of Tulsa there to address any questions that customers might have.
Delivery will speed up after that as extra crews are added. Everyone should have the new trash carts by mid-September. While you were sleeping, gasoline jumped 14 cents a gallon in Tulsa. Gas is selling this morning for $3.29 at most Tulsa service stations. The burn ban will continue in Tulsa County at least through this week.
I will second the motion.
County commissioners vote to keep the ban in place because of drought conditions. Area emergency manager Roger Jollop says conditions are actually worse than when the ban was initiated.
South half of the county has gone to severe drought status, so it's a little drier than it was. There's still no significant rain in the forecast over the next 3 days. The fire chiefs report to us that they continue to have issues with having more fires than normal. They're more difficult to put out, and all the fire chiefs recommend we continue a burn ban, so we'll do that for the next week.
The ban includes charcoal grills, but use of gas and electric grills is okay. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A major drug bust in central Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and federal immigration officials break apart a Mexican meth pipeline. OBN agent Mark Woodward told us yesterday he expects more arrests.
We identified approximately 30 individuals involved in this over the past year, and then this morning went out with arrest warrants and started rounding them up. And as of noon today, we've got 17 of them in custody.
Woodward is hopeful that all of the arrests in the year-long investigation will be wrapped up within a few days. We will go in depth on this story at 7:35 this morning. A man is dead after being shot by Tulsa police last night in Midtown Tulsa. Authorities say the man was suspected of the armed robbery of the Taco Mayo near 4th and Utica and several other crimes.
And once the officer started approaching him, the suspect ran. The officer pursued. In the backyard, the suspect had produced a gun. The officer saw the gun and fired at least one time.
Audio from KGRH Channel 2. The suspect later died at a Tulsa hospital. Our weather forecast, we have an excessive heat watch that goes in effect tomorrow through Monday. There is a high fire danger today. Sunny, breezy, and hot, a high of 99. Clear tonight, 75 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, hot with a high of 101. Thursday, 102. Friday, 103. Saturday, you got it, 104. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Right now at 610, it is clear and 81. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.